Have you ever heard of around here a hog that got loose and grew up wild?
Yeah, I've heard of that, but well, they do. Get a lot of people. See, I'm still talking about the swamp.
Sure.
But a lot of people, you know, put their hogs over there because there's a lot of oak trees that grow in there, and they have a lot of, don't get well, you don't have to feed them, see.
Right.
And so, then they do more or less go wild. Unless you go back over there and feed them all the time.
Ever heard people call anything special?
A wild hog.
Other than just wild hog. Mm-hmm. When I was in Arkansas, I heard a lot about razorbacks. Ever heard of that?
Well, yes, I've heard of razorbacks, but, well, I guess they were just hogs that roamed the woods and all. But I was going to say, I thought that was kind of a kind of a hog, I think it is.
Right.
Just one that, you know, just grew up itself. They never had anybody take care of it.
Yes, ma'am. When I mentioned Barra, said that he was a hog that had been altered. Any other term that would cover that you heard used, say he was altered or he was, what about castrate? Would that be the same thing?
Well, I imagine so.
Would you use the same thing, say, for a tomcat that you're going to take to the vet?
Yes, yes you would.
Or maybe fix or something like that?
Yeah.
Do you have any idea of how people around here would describe the, say, the noise being made by a calf? They might say, well, listen to that calf.
Yeah, a holler or something, I don't know.
They ever say ball?
Never heard that.
Or what about a cow, say, when it's during feeding time, the noise it makes?
It's lowing.
Lowing. Or, say, a horse, the noise that the horse makes when it's...
It neighs.
Have you ever heard anybody say for a horse it nickers or whinnies?
Yes.
Which one of those?
Whinnies, mostly.
I see. Or say if you had a lot of feathered animals like chickens and ducks and geese and guineas, a general term that would cover all of that, you'd say you have a lot of...
Fowls.
Talking about fowls, any particular name for a hen that's trying to hatch out a nest of eggs?
A setney.
Right. Well, talking about chickens, you know, these little things that, oh, I don't know how many you can get them in at one time, that you send them, ship them to market in, you usually see a stacked up
crate.
Or, I don't know if this is called the same thing, but maybe the place outside where they live, maybe an enclosure or something like that. What would you call that?
Called a chicken yard. Chicken house, if you shut them up. A lot of people used to have a little house, you know, that they put them in at night so the possums and other wild animals wouldn't get them.
Right. Since you mentioned that, animals like possums or weasels or something like that are bad to raid your chicken roost, you would maybe a general term for all of those animals. So you might say, well, I'm going to get my gun and take care of those.
I don't know. You might make me a suggestion and I might...